Let me take you back to a random Tuesday afternoon. I was scrolling my phone, not looking for anything in particular, just filling time. I had just wrapped a major project, the kind of thing that months ago I told myself would feel like making it. You know the one. The deal you thought would change everything. The moment you'd finally feel proud, safe, satisfied. But there I was. Project done. Deadline met. Box ticked. And instead of feeling full, I felt, hollow. Not in a dramatic life crisis kind of way, just in that quiet, sneaky way where success doesn't land the way you thought it would. That's when the thought floated across my mind. So, what now? And then, almost reflexively, my brain started crafting the next milestone. Maybe a bigger client, a higher number, a flashier result, a fancier win I could casually drop into conversation. It hit me then. The goalposts had shifted again, and I realized they always do. We live in a world that's brilliant at teaching us to chase. More money, more followers, more impact, more balance, more joy, more recognition, more. It's not just a craving, it's an expectation. And when we don't feel that deep, lasting satisfaction after hitting a goal, we don't question the game. We assume we didn't win hard enough. So we raise the bar, reframe the dream, move the line. It's subtle, almost noble. You want to grow, right? You want to aim high. You want to be the best version of yourself. But here's the trap no one warns us about. If you're not careful, growth becomes a cover story for never enough. You can call it ambition. You can dress it up as purpose. You can justify it 1,000 ways. But underneath, there's often a gnawing belief that what you have, who you are, isn't quite sufficient. Not yet. Let's pause here. Ask yourself, when's the last time you genuinely felt enough? Not just grateful in a performative Instagram captions kind of way, but truly, deeply content. The kind of contentment that says, this is good, I don't need to chase anything right now. If that feels like a rare or distant memory, you're not alone. We've built entire systems that thrive on your dissatisfaction. Think about it. The economy grows when we believe we're missing something. Social media thrives when we feel behind. Advertising is engineered to highlight lack and sell you completion. And so we internalize the loop. I'm not enough. I don't have enough. I need to do more, be more, prove more. It's exhausting, and worse, it's invisible. Because everyone around you is playing the same game and calling it hustle. But here's the quiet rebellion. Gratitude isn't complacency. It's clarity. It's looking at your life, the real, imperfect, beautiful mess of it, and saying, I don't need more to feel whole. You can still want things, still dream, still evolve. But there is a world of difference between evolving from a place of lack, Amoko, and evolving from a place of love. Which brings me to something I call the arrival myth. It's the belief that one day, after enough success or security or self-work, you'll finally arrive at peace. You'll hit that magical threshold and think, yes, this is it. I've made it. Spoiler, there is no arrival. There is only the present moment, the breath you're taking, the cup of coffee in your hand, the laugh you shared this morning, the small shimmering now that's always asking to be noticed. The real question isn't, how do I get more? It's, can I actually feel and enjoy what I already have? Let's get practical. How do you know when enough is actually enough? We often think it's a number, an external marker, a milestone we can point to and say, there, that'll do it. But enoughness isn't a number. It's a feeling, and feelings don't come from achievements. They come from stories, specifically the stories we tell ourselves. Let's say you earn more this year than you ever have before. But your internal story is, it's not impressive unless I hit 7 figures. You won't feel enough. Let's say you get in great shape, but the story says, if I'm not shredded, it doesn't count. You won't feel enough. Let's say your relationship is loving, solid, real, but your story says, if it's not Insta-worthy, it's not special, you guessed it, not enough. So what's the antidote? Here are three tiny reframes that can help. One, replace comparison with curiosity. Instead of they're doing better than me, try, what would it feel like to be more present to my own path? Comparison puts you in a race you never agreed to run. Curiosity brings you back to your own life. Two, catch the goalpost drift. When you hit a milestone, pause, celebrate it. Sit in it, name it. Then ask yourself, am I moving the goal again out of excitement or out of fear that stillness means I'll fall behind? Sometimes drifting forward is just another form of escape. Three, practice micro-gratitude. Forget the big abstract statements. Gratitude isn't just about being thankful for your health, family, and roof over your head. It's about tiny, hyper-specific joys. The way your dog looks at you when you come home. The sound of your kid laughing in the next room. The smell of clean sheets. The absurdity of a perfectly timed meme. These are your life. Not the grand achievements, the small moments, the unnoticed miracles, the enough that's already here. I want to leave you with this thought. Maybe enough isn't a finish line to reach. Maybe it's a muscle to build. And like any muscle, it gets stronger the more you use it. You don't arrive at enough. You practice it daily, imperfectly, deliberately. And over time, it becomes the quiet confidence in your chest that says, I am okay right here. I can still grow. But I don't need to hustle for my worth. That's the shift. Here's your micro challenge for today. Take 5 minutes, set a timer. List out 5 things in your life that already feel like enough. They don't have to be big. In fact, the smaller, the better. Then, here's the key. Read them out loud to yourself, to someone you trust, to your dog. It doesn't matter. Just give voice to the enough that's already here. Because the moment you do, you stop chasing for a second. You touch peace. You remember what it feels like to belong to your own life without earning it. And that might be the most radical shift of all. Thanks for being here with Shift Happens. If today's shift made something stir inside you, pass it on. Someone in your world is tired of chasing too. You could be the reminder they didn't know they needed. I'll be back soon with another reframe. Until then, remember, you don't have to do more to be more. Enough was never out there. It's been here all along. Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, do me a favor and give me a rating on the podcast platform you're listening on and hit the subscribe button so you don't miss out on new episodes. Until next time, keep shifting.